The Mysterious Power of Sampo. Traveling through the East in search of traces of esoteric teachings, contemplating ancient temples and statues, and interacting with interesting people, I ended up in Thailand. For many years, I have been drawn to Buddhism. Additionally, I practice karate, and the opportunity to find not just a coach, of whom I've had a many, but a true master, was my cherished dream. I visited many schools, and thanks to my ability to connect with people, I even visited closed monasteries. Yet I always felt that the most interesting part was still ahead. One day, a young monk told me a secret. His brother, a legendary fighter, was soon to participate in a closed tournament. I managed to find out that this tournament traditionally takes place once every 7 years in one of the most mysterious places in Asia. 7 years ago, the tournament was held in Tibet. This time, Thailand was chosen for the competition. I decided, no matter what, to get there, because I was sure I would find interesting material for the newspaper. And, of course, masters of Muay Thai. I won't describe the difficulties I had to overcome to get to the tournament. I'll just say that in the end. I found myself by the ring, next to the coach who trained that legendary fighter, the brother of the young monk. However, in the very first fight, he was defeated by a large Okinawan karateka. Unfortunately, I was forbidden to photograph the tournament. But I wasn't upset. I decided to carefully observe all the matches. And there was a lot to see. Impeccable technique, strength and courage, strikes, blocks, jumps, grabs, throws. All happened instantly to the sound of beautiful national music, putting the spectators in a trance. Among the fighters were karatekas, Thai boxers, kung fu practitioners, representatives of judo and jiu-jitsu schools, aikido, hapkido, and taekwondo masters. All of them were Asians, except for one very sturdily built man whose nationality I couldn't determine. But he immediately caught my attention. My inner voice told me he would be the winner. However, when he stepped into the ring, the audience did not welcome him. They simply did not know him, and neither did the Muay Thai coach sitting next to me. And judging by the expressions on their faces, almost everyone else present didn't know him either. Upon entering the ring, he did not warm up like the others, but remained completely still. From the start, he fixed his heavy gaze on the opponent standing in the opposite corner. I clearly saw many experienced fighters prepared both physically and psychologically begin to tremble involuntarily. At the beginning of the round, all his opponents lost coordination and clarity of movement, and one fighter even stumbled before the fight began. When he got up, he immediately received a series of blows and was knocked out. All the bouts of this unexpected favorite ended similarly. I learned his name was Michael Bernardo. He was from South Africa. It seemed strange to me that a South African was defeating titled representatives of famous Eastern schools. He did not display outstanding technique or acrobatic wonders, but he was full of some energy that made him invincible and his blows devastating. And then came his final fight with Tang Li, a warrior who combined many styles. Tang Li, a fighter who earned universal respect with his numerous victories in almost all types of martial arts, was considered by most of the school representatives present as the main contender for the prize, which traditionally went to only one tournament representative. This time, the prize was a relic from a local temple, a golden Buddha statue. However, the fight was won by Bernardo, who delivered several monstrous blows to his opponent. Tang Li was injured and taken to the hospital unconscious. Soon, the noise, ovations, and excitement of the audience subsided, and the award ceremony began. Finally, I was talking to the winner. During our conversation, Michael Bernardo transformed from a ruthless warrior into a friendly and wise philosopher. He said he had been practicing various types of wrestling since childhood, striving to become strong. Soon, it became a way to earn a living in the harsh reality of life. Initially, he competed only in South Africa, but recently started traveling worldwide, and he came to Thailand to test himself. Michael also said he planned to leave the sport and pursue more serious work. I felt he wasn't telling me everything, so I told him about my search for a master and began asking direct questions. How do you affect your opponent? Where did you learn this? Looking into my eyes for a long time, with his piercing but calm gaze, he began to speak. Michael revealed something extremely important to me. It turned out that 2 years ago, at a tournament in Japan, he met another titled fighter, Peter Iritz, who told him about new training methods he had recently started practicing and immediately felt their incredible effect. Peter Iritz had a small manual and an audio recording released by some California center. Michael Bernardo copied the booklet and the audio, but did not practice. Instead, he decided to write to the address in the manual. He received a reply, an invitation to a seminar in America conducted by a Tibetan Lama. As he later learned, this Lama was over 300 years old. At the seminar, Michael learned the basics of the sacred art of the astral combat. Most importantly, he now knew the training methods of the Sampo system. He was about to end the conversation and leave, but I clung to him. I promised him I would definitely find this Lama in his disciplines. But now, I needed at least a small lead. I asked him, "What is the secret of the training?" After looking at me intently once more, he told me the main thing.
The secret is to train to the sound of special music of transformation. But this music is only passed on to disciples.
I got the address from him, and then we said goodbye. Michael left a lasting impression on me. I even wrote a poem about his final fight with Tang Li. Upon returning home, I immediately sent a letter to California. I ask them to send me the manual and music for the exercises and an invitation to a seminar.
Only a month later did I receive a reply explaining that it was unnecessary to write from Eastern Europe to California because the Lama had left for Tibet. And his best disciple and master of the Orphic art of the spiritual school lived in an echo settlement near Tibet. It was he who composed the music for revealing supernatural abilities. They provided me with an address to which I sent my poem about the tournament in Thailand and the beginning of this article. In return, I received links to materials with extraordinary videos set with the music of transformation, unlike anything I had heard before in both East or West. It was simply made for meditation, and instead of a manual, I was directly invited to a seminar. There, I learned the method of development that allowed Michael Bernardo to become an impeccable warrior. He himself wrote to me that he planned to study new training videos of the Sampo system released according to the Lama's latest instructions. Michael also wrote that now many talented fighters started using elements of the Sampo system. For example, one of them at the age of 20, using several good techniques, had already single-handedly headed to the Hollywood Palladium. Soon, Bernardo himself would open a special school for troubled teenagers where they could study the ancient art. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.